It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Good morning and you're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. I'm so excited to be alive this morning. I want to believe you are also happy to be alive this morning. So if you're grateful, let's take a moment of our time to appreciate the one who has made this possible. Let's lift up our voices and begin to tell God how grateful we had to be alive this morning. Just tell him from the bottom of your heart, Father, I am indeed grateful for myself and my family. I want to say very big thank you to you, and we want to say we love you. If this is your first time of joining us, I want to welcome you this morning, and I want to say you are in the right place because this is the Open Heaven Hour, and on this platform, we get to hear and share the Word of God. This is where we get to share the undiluted Word of God together as a community, and we take this as our devotion. So if you are not able to sit down for your devotion this morning, don't worry, we have you covered because here you can listen to it. And if you are a frequent on the show, I want to welcome you again, and you know how we do it because it's time to tell somebody to tell another person to tell everybody that it is time to hear the Word of God. So gather everybody in your family, gather the whole community, share the link, and let's fellowship together this morning. Today is a beautiful Thursday, and it's the 11th day in the month of July 2024, and we are indeed grateful to be alive this morning. That is why we want to ascribe all glory to God. Today is the 11th day in the month of July, and it's a Thursday. Before we go into the Word today, I would like to remind you that this segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. So quickly, let's go into the Word of God. Today's topic of the Open Heaven will be looking at the topic that says, the law of rest. The law of rest. Our hymn for today will be looking at hymn 29 of our Open Heaven Devotional. Hymn 29, when peace like a river attendeth my way. When peace like a river attendeth my way. A Bible in 1 year we're taking from the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 9 to chapter 12. Ecclesiastes from chapter 9 to chapter 12. Our memory verse for today, we're taking from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 10. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 10. For he that is entered into rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Our memory verse is taken from the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 10. For he that is entered into rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. A Bible reading for today will be taken from the book of Exodus chapter 20, from verse 8 to 11. Exodus chapter 20, from verse 8 to verse 11. Are you with your Bibles this morning? Exodus chapter 20 from verse 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work, you nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger, who is within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord had made the heavens and the earth, and sea, and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Amen. Our Open Heaven Manual says, after creation, God rested on the seventh day. You can see that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 2. How is it that the Almighty, all-powerful God needed to rest? He did not need to rest. He can never be tired. If he had been tired, then he would have been tired at least once in all the thousands of years since the earth was made. In the book of Psalm 121 verse 4, Psalm 121 verse 4, it says that he never sleeps nor slumbers. Therefore, resting on the seventh day was not for him but for us. He was establishing a law that we should follow for our own good, the law of rest, in Exodus chapter 34, verse 21. The law of rest is to be applied to your land, animals, and staff. You must not let your staff work for 7 days a week. They must have at least 1 day to rest and be refreshed, in the book of Exodus chapter 23, verse 12. This is important for them to be productive the next week. Also, you need to get the best out of your farmland if you leave it to rest for 1 year. Every 7 years, the book of Leviticus chapter 25, verse 4. It is the law that will increase your productivity greatly. If you think that working for 7 days will bring more productivity than working for 6 days every week, you are wrong. There is a fast food restaurant in the United States of America that works for only 6 days and is closed on Sundays. That restaurant is one of the fastest growing fast food restaurants in the world. Resting for 1 day every week greatly improves your productivity as opposed to working for 7 days a week. Working continuously without rest will damage an individual's health. Many people have died because they did not rest as they ought to. Going against this law can bring great danger to a fellow's health and life. I was telling one of my sons about this law of rest, and he looked at me in a funny way, as if to say, "You? Do you rest?" I told him that I rest, even though he may not know it. I wouldn't be this productive if I don't rest. In fact, there are periods in the year when I don't go anywhere. I just stay in a quiet place to rest. My body will no longer be useful to God if I damage it just because I am so zealous about the ministry that I disregard the law of rest. May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word today in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's Open Heaven comes with a key point that says, work hard, but make sure you take out time to rest so you do not wear out your body. Make out time to rest today. I do hope today's Open Heaven has been a great blessing to you. If you would also like to remind somebody to rest today, you can also share this message today with them. And you can also share all our Open Heaven devotionals. You can be saving a soul by doing this. So to share every of our past and current Open Heaven devotional manuals, you can visit our website at www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast and you will see all our uploaded Open Heaven devotionals. Share it with somebody today. And you can also join us live every morning, 7 a.m. You can join us live and share with somebody. I do hope this has been a great blessing to you. You can download our mobile app or visit our website to listen to all our programs throughout the day. I do hope you have a blessed day today. Till you hear my voice again, please do remain blessed. Have a beautiful day today. God bless you.